This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A busy Friday afternoon getting ready for apparently Thanksgiving is next week. We get into the holiday season. A lot of things going on and a lot of holiday-related events and fundraisers are on the horizon. Going to talk about one of them today. Mercy Foundation, the Festival of Trees, the Foundation Executive Director Lisa Platt, and the Festival of Trees Coordinator Carol Ferguson. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having us, Kyle.
Thanks.
So, and I'm going to hopefully get through this interview segment. I did it okay this morning. We talked about Festival of Lights this morning, and I keep being worried that I'm going to, you know, have the wrong Festival of.
Don't worry, I'll correct you, sir.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. Yeah, it's probably true. Let's talk about it. And we always like to assume that, you know, not everyone's been here forever. Not everybody knows everything. What is the Festival of Trees?
The Festival of Trees is a community event, not only to kick off the holiday season, but to help our children in Douglas County. We auction off beautifully designed Christmas trees, which Carol is totally responsible for our designers and all the decorations. And 100% of that money goes back out into our community in the form of wellness and prevention outreach programs.
Now, how long ago did the festival begin, and what was kind of the original idea?
Well, the festival actually started 30 years ago in 1993, and it was the vision at that time of Ron Preston and Gary Wayman. They had gone to San Antonio and saw a Festival of Trees down there. They brought the idea, the concept, back to Roseburg, and the very first one, if I truly can remember this, was held at the old Drozier's, I guess it was a JCPenney store at one time, and Dan Hearn was the auctioneer. And the idea was to help raise some funds for, at the time, Sister Jaquetta Taylor was the CEO of Mercy Medical Center, and she was looking at doing something that would provide funding for equipment that would serve both Mercy Medical Center and Douglas Community.
You know, now that you mentioned that original location, I remember actually driving past that event at that point, because I had been here for a couple, 3 years by then, and it wasn't something I was going to attend, but I wanted to go see what all the, you know, what all the excitement was about.
Well, Carol, let me tell you, back then, 30 years ago, these were live trees.
That's what I understand, and I can imagine how difficult that was.
Oh, my. So, and we're going to talk more about the decoration part. I'm curious about that in a little bit. Any idea how much has been raised over the years?
Well, when you go back, the early years, you know, it was a lower amount. But the last, I've been here, and I hate to say this, this is my 22nd Festival of Trees. So since I've been here, we've probably raised close to $20 million. And a lot of that, again, 100% has gone back out into the community. Early on, it was for equipment needs, and now it's been for programs for our youth and more focused on prevention and wellness.
Well, think about that impact. And really, over a 20-year period, that impact on an entire generation.
Right. And that's just the time that I've been here. So you add all of that up. This festival has been a launching pad for many, many community programs, and all that, you know, our collaborative agencies in the community, we're all doing a specific niche, and we've been able to help those specific organizations with their programs as well.
So, Carol, what's your role in all this?
Well, I am the Festival of Trees coordinator, and so I basically coordinate all the designers. And these designers are volunteers, so they put a lot of work into this. They go out and get donations to go with the tree and their packages. And so I kind of coordinate that, and I also take care of all the decor for the whole event and, you know, help out. This has been going on for so long that it kind of runs itself. I know I'm looking at Lisa and she's thinking, no, it doesn't. But it is kind of a well-oiled machine, I would say.
And how do you find these designers?
Well, we have a lot of creative people in this community, and they just, sometimes it's hard to get everybody together. This year we actually have 19 designers, which is the most I've ever done since I've been doing it. But we just, people are generous and they want to give their time.
I think a lot of it is word of mouth, too. Once you start designing a tree, and Carol was a designer before she even became the coordinator of the festival, everybody seems to, let's do a tree. Now, I will tell you, I did a tree last year after having a knee replacement, and I got fired from doing the tree. So I'm no longer allowed to design a tree.
Oh, how do you get fired from something you're in charge of?
Oh, the festival coordinator fired me from, you'll never design another tree, Lisa. And I'm like, that's okay,
Carol. Oh, that is not true, Lisa.
So did you not like the tree?
No, the tree was great. She just was kind of complaining a lot. I don't think she really realized how much work it goes into.
But remember, I'm 8 weeks after a knee replacement.
I didn't fire her, but she doesn't need to be being a designer. We have plenty of those.
You know, and it would take, I think, a special gift because people come up with these different themes. They vary every year. There's some commonalities that you see frequently. You would not ask me to be a designer because we don't even have a tree in our house anymore at Christmas.
Bah humbug.
My wife said once the second kid moved out, okay, I'm done.
Well, Carol touched on it. There is a lot of artistic folks in our community, and a lot of it is word of mouth. People get really excited. I want to do this. And we have a lot of repeat designers.
Yeah, we have a lot of new ones this year, too, which I'm really excited about.
How early, and we'll talk dates in a minute, but ahead of the whole multi-day set of events, how early do you have to go down to Seven Feathers and get everything ready?
We start on Monday, November 27th, and we haul the stuff in the morning. The designers can start decorating their trees at noon, and then they have until Wednesday night at midnight to complete it, and then we have our first event start on Thursday.
Wow.
So they have 3 days.
So they've got to have it all ready.
Yes.
And this is not like where you can just do it on the fly.
No. Well, some people do, but some people are quicker than others, I will say.
Amazing.
And not only that, I just want to touch on this. Carol's responsible for designing the entire convention center. So it's her artistic eye with her volunteers that go in there and they create the ambiance for the event.
And when you talk ambiance, does a theme kind of vary every year and the overall look you're going for?
Yes, it does. And this year, not only are we celebrating a 30th anniversary for the Festival of Trees, it's Mercy Foundation's golden anniversary of 50 years. So Carol has a lot planned for us for all the events, and I'm not going to give a lot of that away yet because we're trying to create the excitement. But I'll tell you, it's going to be beautiful.
All right, more when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1, Umpqua Valley Live coming up at 4. We've got a whole week of programs all set up for Inside Douglas County already next week, so make sure and be listening. Talking Festival of trees today with Lisa Platt from the Mercy Foundation, Carol Ferguson, the coordinator of the Festival of Trees. All right, Lisa, let's go through all these different events kind of one at a time and explain what happens.
Sure. So we kick off the Festival of Trees on Thursday, November 30th with our Silver Bell Luncheon. Doors open at 10:30, and this year it's a mini auction. There will be a silent and a live auction, but Neil Diamond's impersonator is going to be stopping by to entertain our guests, so that should be a lot of fun.
How do you know it's the impersonator?
Well, I don't know. You never know. Neil might show up, but right now it's an impersonator. And then the same day, in the evening, we do a foster kids Christmas party in partnership with the DHS and CASA. So there's reservations required for that through the DHS office. Friday, senior day, we have a wonderful time for our seniors where doors open at 9 to 1. It's all free to them. If they want to give a stipend, that's great. But there's a lot of local services that'll be there to provide some assistance to those that are looking for different things in our community that they might need as resources as they grow older. Then Saturday is our gala benefit dinner and live auction. And we're going to have a lot of fun. We've got entertainment first starting at 5 to 6:30 during our social by the Second Chance Blues Band. We'll have our dinner and a wonderful live auction, including our Buy It Now auction, ending up the evening with a band from Portland that I hear is spectacular called the Hit Machine. And Sunday, we round off the day or the weekend, the festival, with our Healthy Families Christmas Vacation. This year, it's a circus theme, promised to be a lot of fun. Doors open at 11 and close at 3, but we ask everybody to come on down. Bring a pair of brand new socks. It's for all of our kiddos in Douglas County.
So do you have a specific dollar goal for Saturday night?
Well, we look at it as we have two fundraising events, which is Silver Bell and Gala, and then the rest of it is fundraising events, which is our opportunity to provide community benefit, community giving to folks that just want to come down and see these beautifully designed trees. So do I have a goal? Not necessarily. This community, or I should say all Douglas County communities, have been extremely generous over the years. You know, you always want to look at potentially netting about $300,000, and last year we were very fortunate to surpass that. So hopefully we'll have a grand event, and everyone will come out and help us celebrate 50 years and 30 years for the Festival of Trees.
Now, this is kind of a dress-up event, right?
Well, this event's theme, and Carol, take it from there,
is a night of elegance.
Ah, well, then that would probably mean yes.
Yes, definitely. Very fancy. Gives everybody a chance to step out and do something fun and fancy and elegant, and might even be some champagne there.
Oh, is there champagne, Carol?
Well, there might be.
Okay. Champagne might be available.
And I also wanted to add to the other events that Lisa was talking about, she forgot to mention one very special guest, actually two special guests that will be there, and that's Santa and Mrs. Claus. So
oh,
they
wait,
will be
you
there.
You missed the Grinch.
Oh,
Olaf.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah.
So if people want to come out for family day on Sunday, Santa and Mrs. Claus will be there.
So how did you get started being a designer?
Years ago, actually, I am friends with Joni and Milo Anderson, and we came up. I actually bought them some tulle ornaments for Christmas, and we were sitting around, and I said, we should do an Oregon tulle tree at the Festival of Trees. So we did. For a couple of years, we did a tulle tree, and then I also worked for the Cow Creek tribe at the time. And then after I did that, they asked me to do their tree for the festival trees. So for years I did the Cow Creek's tree. And then when I retired from there, I became the coordinator here. So gives me something to do.
And talk about the main sponsors for all this.
Well, we have several levels of sponsorship, but I do want to give a shout out to our presenting sponsors this year. Aviva Health, I want to thank Casey Bolton and his team. Seven Feathers Convention Center and Resort. Thanks, John and Michael. And then the Cow Creek Tribe. They have been very generous, Michael and Carla. And then the Joseph E. Weston Foundation / U-Store Storage. They're down in Myrtle Creek. Family is the McGuire family. So I just want to say thank you to our presenting sponsor. We have many Brilliant Star sponsors, platinum, gold, silver. It would probably take me about 10 minutes to list all of our sponsors. So I encourage folks to go out to our Facebook page or our website, mercygiving.org. All of our sponsors are listed. A big, big thank you to all of those sponsors.
So, Carol, what happens on Monday when all this is done?
It's sad.
No, it starts on Monday. You mean the Monday afterwards?
Right. Yeah. Oh, okay. It starts all over again.
No. So, yeah, that's what. So, I mean, you asked, like, you know, how long do we prepare for this? Well, basically, we start as soon as we end. So,
but talk about, I mean, you've got to get those trees out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So what we do is on Sunday after the last event, at 3 o'clock, the designers come in and we start packing up our stuff. Then, Flagle Moving comes in and wraps the trees up and the designers package everything up, and then they get delivered on Monday.
So you're able to wrap them with everything still attached?
Yes, yes.
That's got to be an art form and a skill.
It is, and they are so good at it, because I actually tried to wrap a tree myself the other day, and I am not as good as Flagle Moving. They are masters. So we sure appreciate them.
I'm not even allowed to wrap gifts. I mean, I can't even do that and make it look good. So that's very fascinating. Other things people ought to know about Festival of Trees?
Basically, it's a celebration, and we have, this year is going to be very special. We have 50 years that we're going to be covering. There'll be some, you know, folks that we haven't seen in a while, their photos. Our ambassador children, you know, we started this program about 20 years ago, and it'll be some of our ambassador children. We are in their 20s now, and some will be there. So it's pretty exciting to see where they've come as little kiddos, and now they're young adults.
And that, I would imagine, makes it all worth it.
It's very humbling, and I will tell you that the first pass on one of the videos that we'll be showing, I was in tears. So that's just the first pass. To watch these kiddos grow up, it's been amazing. And some of them that have gone on to college and what they're doing now, it's incredible.
Wow. So 30 years of Festival of Trees, 50 years of the
Mercy Foundation.
All right. All going to be celebrated during the Festival of Trees this year. What's the website again?
mercygiving.org. And there are still some tickets left for Silver Bell, but we're getting very close to being sold out for Gala. So if you want tickets, please call us at 541-677-4818 or go out to our website at mercygiving.org.
All right, Lisa Platt, Carol Ferguson, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.